joined by two of the hardest working guys in the music industry who are easily putting out the album of the summer. Drew, Alex from the Chainsmokers. Hi.
That's very bold.
Did you say hottest or hardest working?
Hardest. You know, we can
do both. Hottest working.
Hottest working guys.
It would be bold of me to say the hottest and the hardest working guys in the music industry. But
how are you guys even bolder.
How are you feeling amping up to the release of the album after 2 years?
It's great, but it also feels like I just want to get this thing out. I mean, we've been leaking singles, and you know, it's just it. We have also a lot more music that we want to put out, and this is we're so excited about this, and I feel like this album is almost starting. It's a new chapter for us. It's very different than our last couple albums in an amazing way. And it's something that we want to build off of. So it's really exciting to have the whole thing out there for people to hear, you know, kind of see the whole movie instead of just getting the trailer singles.
Yeah, totally. Do you guys have a lot of music post this album that you have already made?
I think it's more of we're this album really reset where we're at creatively. And we were kind of lost for a little while, to be honest with you. And I think we know what to make next, and we're really inspired and excited and to build off of this album. So it's more of that.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I want to get into the album and all of that, but I have an important question that I do want to ask specifically to Drew. I know that you have a passion for hot dogs, and I want to know, what is it that makes a perfect hot dog? What's got to be on it?
It just needs to be I'll be frank. I like standard cheeseburgers. I'll be frank, toasted, perfect grilled bun. It's the way the condiments are distributed, and it needs to be super chopped. I really like standard relish, ketchup, mustard, and chopped onion, not grilled onions or any of that. And sometimes salt and pepper, but you just if you can do that perfectly with all the right ingredients, that's my perfect hot dog. There's a Instagram called, I think it's called Got a Hot Dog For You. Okay. That's pretty inspiring. And they have some wild things on there. Sometimes I get grossed out because they go too hard, but good inspiration there. But if I had to have it my way, it'd be a standard thing.
Nice. I like that. I would never think salt and pepper, but that's a good tip.
Yeah.
That's good. The singer Lorde has an onion ring account, which is her secret Instagram account where she would just post about different onion rings that she tried because she's passionate about that. You should do the same with hot dogs. Start your own hot dog.
That's not a bad idea. I don't know if I have any capacity for any more social media, but if I did, that's what I would do.
True. Yeah, for sure. With you both taking the 2 years off that you did and kind of taking a step back from social media, did you find an impact that made on your own personal lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think in general, it's funny, you really, it's almost rehabbing or something like that. You kind of need, you can take a week off and probably feel better. But really, I think it takes much longer than that to kind of remove yourself from the hit melee that is social media. And, you know, especially obviously pandemic was a hard time for everybody. I don't think we were doing anything exciting, but working on music. So we didn't have much we could share anyways. It was a nice break. It's good to be back. We missed our fans. We missed, releasing music, but I think there were some really valuable lessons we took away from, having some time away from it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm envious of that because people always say whenever they do a cleanse room for a couple of weeks, how much it just helps their mental health and all of that.
Isn't it crazy we have to cleanse from technology?
The way that you say it's right, rehab, I'm like, yeah, easily, because it's totally an addiction, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you see a beautiful sunset and you're just I'm just going to enjoy this instead of being let me get this. And then the sunset's over and you're obviously we love our fans and, or, and anyone who's interested in recording a moment with us, but you're also kind of hey, just dance and have fun right now. You can just buy tickets to another show. We're not going anywhere. So it's funny how we've kind of lost touch with the present.
Yeah, I think it's even just how our brains are programmed. If something good is happening, my immediate thought is oh, I got to get my phone. I have to watch it through that screen.
100%.
Wild.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so the album name, So Far So Good. Alex, I know that you have it tattooed on you already. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have the French saying, Jusqu'ici tout va bien, which just means so far so good, of course. But yeah, I've had it for 12 years probably. So I'm glad that it really has some meaning now.
Drew, does that mean you have to get the tattoo next?
I definitely will get it tattooed, probably in English, but I think probably next month.
Right. Yeah.
I'll get it sometime. Yeah. I should do it now.
Yeah. To commemorate. You can get Alex to tattoo it on you to make it extra special.
Nope, that's not happening.
Okay, that's all good. Going away for 2 years, going back to that for a second, would you guys ever consider doing that again for another album to take that time? No?
I don't think so. I think like we learned a lot through this process of what we needed to relax, reset, and recalibrate like all of the energy and creativity we need to put into an album. But I think now like it taught us just like a little bit of taking more control of our lives, giving ourselves the time to finish things. Like, I think we like putting out music when we want to put it out, but I think we like now understand the value in like taking time also to like build a world around it and not rush things. And, you know, and I think that was really helpful. But I think like also like the 2 years, like we're musicians, we want to like put the stuff out and make it, you know, when it feels fresh and exciting. And I think, you know, we'll find a happy balance between both of those things, but I don't expect us to disappear anymore for that length of time.
I feel like it would be hard, like almost like there's FOMO when you see other people putting out music in that time. Did you at all worry about where your kind of place would be in the music industry coming back after a break?
I mean, all you can really do is just like make music that you believe in and can like control your output that way. And no, I guess we weren't worried.
Yeah, okay, cool. No, that's great.
There also was the pandemic, so there wasn't like a ton of music coming out. We kind of lucked out in terms of like what the rest of the world also was doing during that period. Absolutely.
Yeah, you guys really did it at such a good time. Totally. Do you have a personal favorite song on the album?
I think mine's a song called I Love You.
Yeah. Nice. I love
it. I really like that song, but for the sake of this conversation, I'll probably say If You're Serious.
Okay. Why for the sake of the conversation?
Oh, just because I don't want to say the same thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's great. With you two working together so closely and being such a strong partnership, what would you think is the biggest thing that you disagree on when making music?
I think just the style sometimes, because it's just a mood thing. Like I might want to come in and make like a dance club record, and you might want to make something that's like more slowed down and vibey. And you don't really, I mean, and you can't even though I might want a club record, it doesn't like work like that. Cause it all starts with like a lyric or a sound or a melody or something. And then it kind of progresses into whatever it does. Like generally we don't sit down and say like, let's make a trap song or something. And then that's what we set out to do. And it's not like big disagreements either. It's just kind of like, I wish we were making something more upbeat right now and or something like that. But that's also like kind of the fun part about music is that you just kind of, you go wherever it leads you.
Nice. Is it typically the music that comes first and then it's lyrics after that?
It's always different.
Yeah.
Always different. Sometimes you just have this one line, you're like, I need to put that into something and you have a vision for it. And sometimes it's, the other way around, someone plays something or you like you produce some beat or whatever, but it's literally always different. We have no formula. You'd think we would at this point, but.
Yeah, awesome. Great catching up with you guys before the album release. So good to catch up and congrats on the album.
Thank you.
Thank you.